Good morning. On Sunday, the 6th of June 2021. Our readings for this morning are 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 13 to 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 1, and the Gospel according to St. Mark chapter 3, verses 20 to verse 35. And I want to look at the passage from 2 Corinthians chapter 4. And the first verse of chapter 5. And this morning, being the first Sunday of the month, we celebrate Holy Communion. And Holy Communion, as the name suggests, is what we do in common. And it's recognizing what we have in common, because we are part of the body of Christ. And as people of faith, we come together to remember his death until he comes again. And Jesus said, unless you eat my flesh and drink my blood, you've no part of me. And we know that we're part of Jesus because we believe in him. You see what it says here in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 13. And since we have the same spirit of faith, according to what is written, I believed and therefore I spoke, we also believe and therefore speak. And what Paul is referring to, or what Paul is quoting, is from Psalm 116 and verse 10, I believed and therefore I spoke. And the thing is that we believe. You know, we have already said in the service, we've professed our faith in the words of the creed. And we state what we believe in. We speak forth our faith. And so it says here in verse 13, and since we have the same spirit of faith, when we come to the Lord Jesus, we get exactly the same spirit. The same spirit of Jesus. When we're born again, our spirit is his spirit, and we are one with him. And so we have the same spirit of faith. Now, in Romans chapter 12 and verse 3, Paul puts it this way. He says that we have the same measure of faith. In other words, nobody has more of God than anyone else. Everyone has all of God. We have the same spirit of faith. We have the same measure of faith. And when we come together in Holy Communion, we come and partake of his body, which has been broken for us. We come and take of his blood, which was shed for us. And we do these things together, in common, in communion. And it's Holy Communion because it's special and set apart. It's different because it's for us. Because we are remembering him. Remembering what he has done for us. Because the Lord Jesus hung on the cross for all men and women. And he hung on the cross and paid the price for all sin. Not some sin. Not a few sins. But all sin. And he also hung on the cross for all sin once and for all. Meaning not only for all sin, but also for all time. And so our sins have been forgiven, past, present and future tense sins. And sometimes people find that hard to think that our sins are already forgiven. Well, Jesus died 2,000 years ago. Jesus died on the cross 2,000 years ago. And 2,000 years ago, yes, is in our past. It is also in his future. So whenever he died on the cross for our sin, we didn't exist. We weren't, none of us were even the twinkle in our parents' eye. Because our parents hadn't been born then, because it was 2,000 years ago. And so whenever Jesus died for the sins of the whole world, he was wiping out the sins that we would commit. And so we are forgiven. And we have the same spirit of faith. We have the same measure of faith. We are all one in him. And so verse 13, let me read on. And since we have the same spirit of faith according to what is written, I believed and therefore I spoke. That's Paul quoting from Psalm 116, verse 10. I believed and therefore I spoke. We also believe and therefore speak. You see, we do not just have our faith so that we are comfortable, so that we can rest and sit back and think, yes, I know the Lord, and yes, I've got the Lord in my heart, and yes, I am with him now and forever. But we want to share that. We want to speak that. We have that unction within us from the Holy Spirit that we want to go and share all that we know of Jesus. And that's what Paul's saying. Because we have that same spirit of faith, we believe and therefore we speak. And it's put in the personal, I believed and therefore I spoke. And he goes on, he says, so we believe and therefore speak. We're not afraid to speak of what it is that we find. We're not afraid to share with other people who Jesus is to us, because that is something that's natural, that's going to come out of the person who has met the Lord. And yes, we grow in that and we are in different stages, because obviously someone who is just born again is a new child, a babe in Christ. But by the renewing of our mind, as Paul talks about in Romans 12 and verse 2, we're no longer conformed to the pattern of this world. We don't stay the way that we are, but we're transformed by the renewing of our minds. We choose to listen and to learn, to read the Bible and to grow in who we are in Christ. But who we are in Christ is what we celebrate when we come together in Holy Communion. And so when we partake, and I know that we're still only partaking in part of the bread because we're mindful of the restrictions that we're still living under. Because even though, yes, we're coming out of lockdown and in a sense totally out of lockdown, but at the same time we're being cautious. Even so, we just receive the bread. We receive communion by faith because it's to do with his body that's been broken. It's to do with the Lord Jesus who we are remembering. And so therefore we receive by faith. We celebrate by faith. We have the same spirit of faith. And because of that, we will speak because we believe. We will share. We will share what it is that he has done for us and done in us. And because he lives in us, that yes, we read the Bible, but the Bible is more than just a book. The Bible is the book, as it were, that talks about Jesus, that talks about the Father, that talks about the Holy Spirit, that talks about the Lord God Almighty. But it's not talking about him from a distance, it's talking about the friend that we know. For what a friend we have in Jesus, all our sins and griefs to bear. What a privilege to carry everything to the Lord in prayer. And that carrying everything to the Lord in prayer is what we speak personally. It's communication. And so we believe, as I've already said, we've stated it and spoken it forth. Yes, in the congregation, but we will speak it when we go out of the congregation. We will tell other people about this great and mighty God whom we believe in. And not only whom we believe in, but we know as a friend. We know as our brother. We know as our Father. We know as the Holy Spirit who is within us. because we have the same spirit of faith. And it goes on in the passage in 2 Corinthians that it says, knowing, verse 14, knowing that he who raised up the Lord Jesus will also raise us up with Jesus and will present us with you. For all things are for your sakes, that grace having spread through the many may cause thanksgiving to abound to the glory of God. And Paul's talking about raising us up because, in a way, unfortunately, and I'm nearly hesitant to say this, but yet I was mindful that I was tempted to stop where I had been talking about believing and therefore speaking. But unfortunately, not everybody will receive what we have to share because they didn't receive it from the Lord Jesus. And he was crucified, killed because of what he was speaking. And so therefore the same may happen to us. It goes on in verse 16 and it says, therefore we do not lose heart. Even though our outward man is perishing, yet the inward man is being renewed day by day. And there he talks about that is because, yes, you could say that's just normal life and our lives, our outward man perishes because as we get older, our bodies do return, as it were, to the dust. Because in a funeral service, the words that I say and any minister says is earth to earth, ashes to ashes, dust to dust. Because that's where we return to. But it's also talking that our outward man is perishing because we may be afflicted. Because it actually goes on in verse 17 and says, for our light affliction, which is but for a moment, is working for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight in glory. And so the thing is that there are promises of what God has for us. But you see, those promises that God has for us, what we know of God in our lives, what we share with him in communion, far outweighs anything that man can do to us. And so therefore, we believe and we will speak. We will share what we believe in because we know him. And so as you listen to me and as you think on these words, I encourage you to go and read 2 Corinthians 4, verses 13 through to chapter 5 and verse 1. And realize and believe what you have in Christ. And so share and be emboldened to share what you have in Christ with the people that you meet. With the people that you meet. Because no matter what happens to you, God is going to raise you up because he raised Jesus up. And that is wonderful good news. That is an encouragement. So as I said, we'll come round communion and we receive him by faith, his body broken for us, his blood shed for us, because Jesus did all of that so that we receive everything that he has for us. We receive new life. We receive his righteousness. That's what he that's what communion reminds us of, because Jesus died on the cross. He took our sin, and in exchange, he gives us his righteousness, and we are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus, our Lord. And so because we have his righteousness, we have the same spirit of faith, as it said in the beginning. So therefore, because you believe, you will speak. We will share. And we will grow and we will expand, not obviously in ourselves, but the kingdom of God will expand as people come to hear about the Lord Jesus Christ through our witness, through our testimony, through what we say about him, because we believe. For Jesus Christ's sake, amen.